Smart English Today, SET. Post-test, Intermediate 1. Track 2, Listening Task. Part 1, Questions 1 to 5. In Part 1, you will listen to some conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. Each question will be followed by four answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Question number one.
Hi, are you a new student? I've never seen you before.
Yes. My parents moved here for work, so here I am. By the way, my name is Bagas. I'm pleased to meet you.
I'm Lilith. Pleased to meet you too. Come with me and let me introduce you to our classmate.
What are the boy and the girl doing? A. Getting to meet the other classmates. B. Getting to know each other. C. Getting to know their parents. D. Getting to know their classmates. Question number one.
Hi, are you a new student? I've never seen you before.
Yes, my parents moved here for work, so here I am. By the way, my name is Bagas. I'm pleased to meet you.
I'm Lilith. Pleased to meet you too. Come with me and let me introduce you to our classmate.
What are the boy and the girl doing? A. Getting to meet the other classmates. B. Getting to know each other. C. Getting to know their parents. D. Getting to know their classmates. Question number two.
We're going to go to the movies tonight. Can you join us?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I'm in charge of my little brothers and sisters tonight.
What? How come?
Well, I am the eldest in my family, and my parents are away at the moment.
What can we conclude from the conversation? A. The girl has no brothers or sisters. B. The girl has no little brothers or sisters. C. The girl has no big brothers or sisters. D. The girl has no parents. Question number two.
We're going to go to the movies tonight. Can you join us?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I'm in charge of my little brothers and sisters tonight.
What? How come?
Well, I am the eldest in my family, and my parents are away at the moment.
What can we conclude from the conversation? A. The girl has no brothers or sisters. B. The girl has no little brothers or sisters. C. The girl has no big brothers or sisters. D. The girl has no parents. Question number three.
This is really awesome.
What is?
Your writing. I bet our teacher will love it.
Really? I'm glad you like it. It took a whole week to write it.
It's great writing and very touching.
Why does the boy really like the girl's writing? A. Because it's so touching. B. Because the teacher loves it. C. Because he thinks he will like it. D. Because she wrote it over a whole week. Question number three.
This is really awesome.
What is?
Your writing. I bet our teacher will love it.
Really? I'm glad you like it. It took a whole week to write it.
It's great writing and very touching.
Why does the boy really like the girl's writing? A. Because it's so touching. B. Because the teacher loves it. C. Because he thinks he will like it. D. Because she wrote it over a whole week. Question number 4.
Andre, what are you going to do next Sunday?
I don't know. Why? What's up?
Well, we are planning to do some community service in the village near school. Do you want to join us?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would love to do something for the community.
What is the boy likely to do next Sunday? A. He doesn't know yet. B. Go to his school. C. Wait for his friend. D. Some community service. Question number 4.
Andre, what are you going to do next Sunday?
I don't know. Why? What's up?
Well, we are planning to do some community service in the village near school. Do you want to join us?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would love to do something for the community.
What is the boy likely to do next Sunday? A. He doesn't know yet. B. Go to his school. C. Wait for his friend. D. Some community service. Question number 5.
Anton, what have you done?
Why? What's the matter? I haven't done anything wrong.
The teachers just came here looking for you. They said that a policeman came to the office and wants to see you.
A policeman? Oh, don't worry. I know what's it about. Last Sunday, I caught a pickpocket red-handed taking a tourist's wallet. I got him and took him to the police station. So, they have probably finished the report.
What does the girl mean by saying, "What have you done?" A. She's worried that the boy has done something wrong. B. She hopes that the boy hasn't stolen a wallet. C. She expects that the boy has done nothing. D. She believes that the boy made the teacher angry. Question number 5.
Anton, what have you done?
Why? What's the matter? I haven't done anything wrong.
The teachers just came here looking for you. They said that a policeman came to the office and wants to see you.
A policeman? Oh, don't worry. I know what's it about. Last Sunday, I caught a pickpocket red-handed taking a tourist's wallet. I got him and took him to the police station. So, they have probably finished the report.
What does the girl mean by saying, "What have you done?" A. She's worried that the boy has done something wrong. B. She hopes that the boy hasn't stolen a wallet. C. She expects that the boy has done nothing. D. She believes that the boy made the teacher angry. Part 2, questions 6 to 10. In part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 6.
Hi, I'm Hendra, a new student.
Hello, my name is Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Yes, it is nice to meet you too, Sarah. By the way, I noticed that you're wearing a headset. Are you listening to music?
Yeah, I'm really into music. I listen to a lot of different music. How about you? What's your favorite hobby?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like having a hobby. B. I like to hang out with you. C. I like reading books. D. I don't like to study music. Question number 6.
Hi, I'm Hendra, a new student.
Hello, my name is Sarah. Nice to meet you.
Yes, it is nice to meet you too, Sarah. By the way, I noticed that you're wearing a headset. Are you listening to music?
Yeah, I'm really into music. I listen to a lot of different music. How about you? What's your favorite hobby?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like having a hobby. B. I like to hang out with you. C. I like reading books. D. I don't like to study music. Question number 7.
Anga, wait for me.
Sure, Miss Lintang. What can I do for you?
The Education Board just called to tell me that I won an award. So, I need to go now. Can you please give out this assignment to your classmates?
Sure, of course. But first, let me congratulate you on getting the award. You really deserve it.
How will Anga's teacher most likely reply? A. Thanks, I don't want it actually. B. Thanks, I really like it. C. Thanks, I am glad you like it. D. Thanks, I couldn't have done it without all of you. Question number 7.
Anga, wait for me.
Sure, Miss Lintang. What can I do for you?
The Education Board just called to tell me that I won an award. So, I need to go now. Can you please give out this assignment to your classmates?
Sure, of course. But first, let me congratulate you on getting the award. You really deserve it.
How will Anga's teacher most likely reply? A. Thanks, I don't want it actually. B. Thanks, I really like it. C. Thanks, I am glad you like it. D. Thanks, I couldn't have done it without all of you. Question number 8.
Andrea, I just watched your short movie on the internet.
Really? What did you think?
It was awesome.
Thanks, I'm glad you liked it. By the way, what did you like about it?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like the story, it was so out of date. B. I like the story, it was quite uninteresting. C. I like the story, it was a little bit boring. D. I like the story, it was so moving. Question number 8.
Andrea, I just watched your short movie on the internet.
Really? What did you think?
It was awesome.
Thanks, I'm glad you liked it. By the way, what did you like about it?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I like the story, it was so out of date. B. I like the story, it was quite uninteresting. C. I like the story, it was a little bit boring. D. I like the story, it was so moving. Question number 9.
I just went to my doctor.
Oh no, what's the matter?
I've got high blood pressure. She said it's not good for young girls like me. She said I need to do regular exercise.
She's right, you know. I play a lot of sport. It keeps me healthy. What kind of exercise do you want to do?
How is the girl likely to respond? A. I am going to jog every morning. B. I am going to watch basketball every day. C. I am going to support my football team every day. D. I am going to have a sports test every morning. Question number 9.
I just went to my doctor.
Oh no, what's the matter?
I've got high blood pressure. She said it's not good for young girls like me. She said I need to do regular exercise.
She's right, you know. I play a lot of sport. It keeps me healthy. What kind of exercise do you want to do?
How is the girl likely to respond? A. I am going to jog every morning. B. I am going to watch basketball every day. C. I am going to support my football team every day. D. I am going to have a sports test every morning. Question number 10.
What did you do in the holiday?
I went camping with my classmates. It was fantastic.
Yep, I'm sure it was. I've been camping many times. I always enjoy it.
What did you do in the holiday?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I visit my grandma in Bandung. B. I visited my grandma in Bandung. C. I have visited my grandma in Bandung. D. I am visiting my grandma in Bandung. Question number 10.
What did you do in the holiday?
I went camping with my classmates. It was fantastic.
Yep, I'm sure it was. I've been camping many times. I always enjoy it.
What did you do in the holiday?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. I visit my grandma in Bandung. B. I visited my grandma in Bandung. C. I have visited my grandma in Bandung. D. I am visiting my grandma in Bandung. Part 3. Questions number 11 to 20. In Part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to each monologue, choose the best answer to the questions. This monologue is for questions number 11 and 12.
Do you plan to go to Yogyakarta? If you do, Taman Sari Water Castle should be on your list. Taman Sari Water Castle is near the Yogyakarta Palace. It used to be a place of leisure for the Yogyakarta Sultan. It was a place to rest, to meditate, and to hide. Nowadays, it's a famous tourist attraction in Yogyakarta. Many tourists visit the water castle for its unique architecture. Visitors can explore Umbul Pasiraman, or the old bathing area of the Sultan and his family, the underground tunnel and Sumo Gumuling, or the hidden mosque. This mosque is an unusual circular shape with a space right under it where the Sultan used to pray. The shape is reflected in the word sumur, which means well.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To explain why Tamansari Water Castle is famous. B. To tell listeners about one part of Tamansari Water Castle. C. To persuade listeners to like Tamansari Water Castle. D. To describe Tamansari Water Castle and the different areas within it. Question number 12. What makes the mosque in Tamansari unique? A. Its function. B. Its shape. C. Its name. D. Its story. This monologue is for questions number 11 and 12.
Do you plan to go to Yogyakarta? If you do, Tamansari Water Castle should be on your list. Tamansari Water Castle is near the Yogyakarta Palace. It used to be a place of leisure for the Yogyakarta Sultan. It was a place to rest, to meditate, and to hide. Nowadays, it's a famous tourist attraction in Yogyakarta. Many tourists visit the water castle for its unique architecture. Visitors can explore Umbu Pasiraman, or the old bathing area of the Sultan and his family, the underground tunnel and Sumur Gumuling, or the hidden mosque. This mosque is an unusual circular shape with a space right under it where the Sultan used to pray. The shape is reflected in the word sumur, which means well.
Question number 11. What is the purpose of the talk? A. To explain why Tamansari Water Castle is famous. B. To tell listeners about one part of Tamansari Water Castle. C. To persuade listeners to like Tamansari Water Castle. D. To describe Tamansari Water Castle and the different areas within it. Question number 12. What makes the mosque in Tamansari unique? A. Its function. B. Its shape. C. Its name. D. Its story.
This monologue is for questions number 13 and 14. May I have your attention, please? This announcement is for the members of the English Speaking Club. Our weekly meeting will be held at the library today after school. Today's agenda is to review the teen novel, Crank. Don't forget to read the novel before the meeting. For those of you who don't have the novel, you may borrow it from the library in the break period. We are going to start the meeting at 3 p.m. sharp. Please be informed. Thank you.
Questions number 13. What is the announcement about? A. The English Speaking Club meeting. B. An assignment to read the teen novel. C. A request to borrow a teen novel from the library. D. Information about the time of the meeting. Question number 14. According to the announcement, what should the club members do if they don't have the novel yet? A. Read the novel in the meeting. B. Borrow the novel from the library. C. Review the book in the break period. D. Inform the other members of the club.
This monologue is for questions number 13 and 14. May I have your attention, please? This announcement is for the members of the English Speaking Club. Our weekly meeting will be held at the library today after school. Today's agenda is to review the teen novel Crank. Don't forget to read the novel before the meeting. For those of you who don't have the novel, you may borrow it from the library in the break period. We are going to start the meeting at 3 p.m. sharp. Please be informed. Thank you.
Questions number 13. What is the announcement about? A. The English Speaking Club meeting. B. An assignment to read the teen novel. C. A request to borrow a teen novel from the library. D. Information about the time of the meeting. Question number 14. According to the announcement, what should the club members do if they don't have the novel yet? A. Read the novel in the meeting. B. Borrow the novel from the library. C. Review the book in the break period. D. Inform the other members of the club.
This monologue is for questions number 15 and 16. The Battle of Surabaya is a well-known battle from the Indonesian National Revolution. It started when youth groups in Surabaya took the weapons of Japanese soldiers following their defeat to the Allies. After the Allies arrived in Surabaya at the end of October 1945, a lot of the fighting took place between the Allies and Indonesian guerrillas. Soekarno Hatta and Brigadier Melabi, the head of the British soldiers, agreed to stop the fighting. However, when Melabi was killed on the 30th of October, the situation became worse and the Allies sent more soldiers to Surabaya. The Allies succeeded in taking control of the city within 3 days. Indonesia lost thousands of lives and many people were forced to evacuate. However, the battle did help Indonesia to get the international support and strengthened Indonesia's position in the United Nations.
Question number 15. When did the Battle of Surabaya take place? A. During the Japanese colonization of Indonesia. B. During the Dutch colonization of Indonesia. C. After Japan lost to the Allies. D. After the Allies defeated Indonesian troops. Question number 16. What is a synonym for the word evacuate in the sentence, Indonesia lost thousands of lives and many people were forced to evacuate? A. Leave for. B. Give up. C. Stay. D. Move out.
This monologue is for questions number 15 and 16. The Battle of Surabaya is a well-known battle from the Indonesian National Revolution. It started when youth groups in Surabaya took the weapons of Japanese soldiers following their defeat to the Allies. After the Allies arrived in Surabaya at the end of October 1945, a lot of the fighting took place between the Allies and Indonesian guerrillas. Soekarno Hatta and Brigadier Melabi, the head of the British soldiers, agreed to stop the fighting. However, when Melabi was killed on the 30th of October, the situation became worse and the Allies sent more soldiers to Surabaya. The Allies succeeded in taking control of the city within 3 days. Indonesia lost thousands of lives and many people were forced to evacuate. However, the battle did help Indonesia to get the international support and strengthened Indonesia's position in the United Nations.
Question number 15. When did the Battle of Surabaya take place? A. During the Japanese colonization of Indonesia. B. During the Dutch colonization of Indonesia. C. After Japan lost to the Allies. D. After the Allies defeated Indonesian troops. Question number 16. What is a synonym for the word evacuate in the sentence, Indonesia lost thousands of lives and many people were forced to evacuate? A. Leave for. B. Give up. C. Stay. D. Move out.
This monologue is for questions number 17 to 18. Raden Ajeng Kartini was born on the 21st of April in 1879. She was a pioneer in the area of Indonesian women's rights. Born into an upper-class family, she had the benefit of going to a Dutch school, something that was only a dream for other Indonesian girls. When Kartini was 12 years old, her family asked her to leave school to prepare for her marriage. However, she still used her time to teach girls in her area to read and write. She also wrote many letters to her Dutch friends about her concern for gender inequality. In 1903, she married Joyo Diningrat, the regent of Rembang. Her husband allowed her to open a school for girls in the Regency. In 1904, at the age of 25, Kartini died due to complications in childbirth. Her letters were then published under the title From Darkness to Light, Thoughts About and on Behalf of the Javanese People. In honoring her work in women's rights, her birthday is still celebrated in Indonesia.
Question number 17. What is the talk about? A. Kartini's dream for Indonesian women. B. Gender inequality in Java. C. The date of Kartini Day. D. The life story of Kartini. Question number 18. Why did Kartini correspond with her Dutch friends? A. To discuss her disapproval of her marriage. B. To express her concerns about gender inequality. C. To give her an opportunity to open a school for girls. D. To ask them to publish her letters for the public.
This monologue is for questions number 17 to 18. Raden Ajeng Kartini was born on the 21st of April in 1879. She was a pioneer in the area of Indonesian women's rights. Born into an upper-class family, she had the benefit of going to a Dutch school, something that was only a dream for other Indonesian girls. When Kartini was 12 years old, her family asked her to leave school to prepare for her marriage. However, she still used her time to teach girls in her area to read and write. She also wrote many letters to her Dutch friends about her concern for gender inequality. In 1903, she married Joyo Diningrat, the regent of Rembang. Her husband allowed her to open a school for girls in the Regency. In 1904, at the age of 25, Kartini died due to complications in childbirth. Her letters were then published under the title, From Darkness to Light, Thoughts About and on Behalf of the Javanese People. In honouring her work in women's rights, her birthday is still celebrated in Indonesia.
Question number 17. What is the talk about? A. Kartini's dream for Indonesian women. B. Gender inequality in Java. C. The date of Kartini Day. D. The life story of Kartini. Question number 18. Why did Kartini correspond with her Dutch friends? A. To discuss her disapproval of her marriage. B. To express her concerns about gender inequality. C. To give her an opportunity to open a school for girls. D. To ask them to publish her letters for the public.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. A long time ago, in Cianjur, a village in West Java, there was a rich landlord. He was very stingy, and the villagers called him Pak Kikir, Mr. Stingy. However, his son was very humble and kind. One day, after harvesting, an old woman came to Pak Kikir. She was hungry and begged for food, but Pak Kikir sent her away. The old woman was very angry, but left without saying anything. The old woman then climbed a hill and hit the ground with her stick. Suddenly, water came out of the ground and quickly began to flood the village. Pak Kikir went straight home to make sure his money was safe, while all the other villagers, including his son, escaped the flood. The flood got worse, and finally Pak Kikir was swept away along with all of his money. In the following year, the villagers made Pak Kikir's son their leader because he always helped them to be good farmers and take care of the rivers and water. The village became known as Cianjur. Chi means water, and Anjur means suggestion.
Question number 19. What does the narrator talk about in this legend? A. A story about a stingy man and his son. B. A story of the origin of Cianjur. C. The meaning of Cianjur. D. The history of many floods in Cianjur. Question number 20. Why did the villagers make Pak Kikir's son their leader? A. Because he was not stingy. B. Because he didn't like to take care of water. C. Because he taught them to be good farmers. D. Because he suggested that they should be good villagers.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. A long time ago, in Cianjur, a village in West Java, there was a rich landlord. He was very stingy, and the villagers called him Pak Kikir, Mr. Stingy. However, his son was very humble and kind. One day, after harvesting, an old woman came to Pak Kikir. She was hungry and begged for food, but Pak Kikir sent her away. The old woman was very angry, but left without saying anything. The old woman then climbed a hill and hit the ground with her stick. Suddenly, water came out of the ground and quickly began to flood the village. Pak Kikir went straight home to make sure his money was safe, while all the other villagers, including his son, escaped the flood. The flood got worse, and finally Pak Kikir was swept away along with all of his money. In the following year, The villagers made Pakkikir's son their leader because he always helped them to be good farmers and take care of the rivers and water. The village became known as Chianjur. Chi means water and Anjur means suggestion.
Question number 19. What does the narrator talk about in this legend? A. A story about a stingy man and his son. B. A story of the origin of Chianjur. C. The meaning of Chianjur. D. The history of many floods in Chianjur. Question number 20. Why did the villagers make Pakkikir's son their leader? A. Because he was not stingy. B. Because he didn't like to take care of water. C. Because he taught them to be good farmers. D. Because he suggested that they should be good villagers.
Postes selesai. Setelah ini, kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada file audio pada track 3. Jangan lupa, nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Selanjutnya, bersiaplah untuk mempelajari secara rutin media audio Smart English Today sesuai dengan level dan kebutuhan berbahasa Inggrismu.